This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As part of our coordinator series, we're joined by a coordinator from the Patriots. And today, it's defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington. He's brought to you by Rate. You can visit Shant, S-H-A-N-T-W-E-E-I.com to learn more. And by McFarlane Energy, a Lennox Premier dealer. DeMarcus Covington, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
We're doing great. We noted some of the defensive breakdowns over the week against the Rams, specifically the play right before the half, the long touchdown to Cooper Kupp. How do you guys balance throughout the week and even in-game the risk of a zero blitz where you could give up a big play compared to the potential reward of making a big play as a defense?
Yeah, I think that goes with, you know, playing on defense. So, like, in that moment, that was, I think at the beginning of the second half, just stopped them on a run, and then Trish trying to get some pressure on the quarterback and then really just making sure that we got to have, you know, good fundamentals on every play.
What's sort of the pros and cons of putting Christian Gonzalez sort of as the boundary corner versus maybe moving him around or just having a matchup on an elite receiver?
Yeah, I think when you go into the game, there's a good amount of elite receivers on each team. And then I think it's best for whatever we want to do best to help us win the game. So whether it's whatever we want to do as a coaching staff, going into it, put him on the receiver, keep him field, keep him boundary. And I know a lot of times into the boundary, there's a good amount of, you know, where your isolation plays. And, you know, you can win those one-on-one matchups with him backside, especially when teams, shift motion, run around every single play.
I know Coach Mayo said that when you guys were in man-to-man, Gonzalez was on either Puka Nacua or Cooper Kupp the majority of the time. I know there were some beat writers that, I guess, went through the All-22 and said that that wasn't the case. Either way, do you feel like he was on those guys enough in the game on Sunday?
Yeah, I think he did what we asked him to do in the game plan. And like I said, you can't put Dunzo on every single receiver. You can't double every single receiver on our first, second down, and third down. But, yeah, he was doing exactly what we asked him to do in the game plan. And for us, you know, that's what we want them to do. You know, be coachable and do what we asked him to do, which he's always like that.
Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington joining us here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Just yesterday, you compared Marcus Jones to Travis Hunter from his days in college. Knowing what Travis Hunter is capable of, obviously you were aware of what Marcus Jones is capable of on offense. How is he not an option on offense until this past week?
Well, he's a defensive player. So for us, and I said that in a respectful way, and like, because I do think Travis Hunter is a great player. So I said it in a respectful way in both lights, so shine a light on both players. And I just think, you know, we all see the things that, you know, Marcus can do with the ball in his hand. And for us, it's really, you know, it's my job to coach the defense. I don't really worry about what goes on offense or special teams. I got to do what's right for defense. And if, you know, the game plan is for him to play on offense, game plan for him to play on offense. If it's not, then he plays on defense and special teams.
But he was a defensive player in 2022 as well, and he got snaps on offense then. So I get that he's a defensive player, but he's done both in the past. There's a big push for collaboration in Foxborough. I get kind of staying in your lane and, you know, sticking to your side of the football, but it sounds like Alex Van Pelt wasn't aware. No one brought that up to him. Because I agree, it's obvious what he can do. Why was it not brought up?
I think you asked the wrong guy.
Okay, but you were aware that he played off. You knew that, and Van Pelt didn't know. So, I mean, who should we ask? Gerard?
Well, to me, I think when you look at players and you look at me being a defensive coordinator, I should know my players better than anyone. And I just like I tell our position coaches to know the players better than anyone. So Marcus Jones has been, you know, with us for defensively for a while. So that's kind of how I look at it. And I know Marcus well enough. And so to me, those are questions for someone else.
Did Marcus ever bring it up to you before he contacted Coach Van Pelt?
No.
No. I'm curious, going up against a team like Miami and their speed, you know, every team in the league is fast. There's fast players in every team, but I feel like Miami has sort of another gear with their receivers and their running back, even their tight ends. Is there anything different you can do in practice to sort of prepare yourself for that next level of speed?
Yeah, we cheat those guys up on the line of scrimmage, give them an extra yard where they start already, you know, almost in their running area. So those are different ways that we can do that, where we, you know, instead of putting them in their normal receiver alignment, we just put them, you know, a yard ahead.
You know, and this is sort of, a minor thing, but there really aren't a lot of lefty quarterbacks in the NFL anymore. And so that also has to just be sort of a different look the two times a year you guys face. Well, I know last time actually he was hurt, but the times that you guys face Tua.
Yeah. I mean, Tua's a great player. So, I mean, he does a really good job throwing it. You know, he does a really good job getting it out to his receivers. For him, he's a great player.
There's a point of emphasis this year from the NFL to limit some of the pre-snap motion, or at least it changed from in years past where we saw the Dolphins' offense be really successful at a high level. How do you think cracking down on some of that pre-snap motion has impacted them this year?
Well, I think they motion a good amount, so I don't think it's slowed those guys down at all. They do a good job. They're very creative with their motions. I think a good amount of teams in the NFL have copied that. And so I don't think it slowed it down at all. I think they're an efficient offense. I think they do a good job creating different plays off their motions.
Okay. He's Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington, part of our coordinator series every Friday here on Jones and Keefe. DeMarcus, best of luck on Sunday. We'll talk to you down the line.
All right. Appreciate it.